From the psychological point of view, if the demand of youth outside Iran is different from the youth in Iran, it's something natural. Look, the youth in Iran has not really, as is not feeling American dominations, Western dominations in Iran, and they don't know what was the situation under the Shah regime. When they were born in Islamic Republic, and they don't feel why. Even sometimes they don't feel why we made revolution. But when you go to Turkey, you go to other countries, they still feel domination. They still feel that Americans are coming and doing the domination in the day-to-day life of the people. When, for example, a drunk soldier in Turkey is, for example, killing somebody when he is drunk or raping, they feel it. But as far as Iranian youth are concerned, they don't feel it. I feel it, because at the time I was young. I was young when a American lady driver, came and killed several people in the queue of the bus queue, and then nothing we could do. They took her and took her to the United States. They didn't even let to be tried in Iran. I felt it, but my son doesn't feel it. He feels it, because he still knows the situation. Therefore, I think that these kinds of differences are very, very natural in the country, and I have always told my students that, at Sante, for example, they said that the young in Iran are not anti-Americans, but the youth outside the country are. For example, a friend I had that he says that in the Arab countries, the governments are pro-Americans, the people are anti-Americans. In Iran, the government is anti-American. People are with Americans.